In Istanbul, people woke up to news that the new year began with another deadly attack on civilians. Officials say a gunman entered a nightclub and killed at least 39 people, including some 16 foreign nationals. 69 people were injured, some critically. A manhunt is now underway for the shooter, and NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Istanbul to give us an update. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Elsa.
What can you tell us about the attack?
Well, it happened in the early hours of this morning, New Year's Day. The nightclub was called Reina. It's an expensive, exclusive kind of place on the Bosporus Strait. Witnesses say there were several hundred people inside when the shooting began. Turkey's interior minister, Süleyman Soylu, says the preliminary assessment is that there was just one gunman. Here's a bit of what he said through an interpreter.
The evaluation of the security forces and the information we receive from the police forces show that it's only one attacker and not multiple attackers walked in with a gun and then inside changed the clothes and tried to walk out with different clothes. And the attackers, the terrorist killer, were still trying to catch the perpetrator.
Now, there's a lot we still don't know. We are getting some information about the victims now. The Turkish cabinet minister tells the state-run news agency that the foreign fatalities include people from Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Lebanon, and Libya. And the Israeli foreign ministry says a young Arab-Israeli woman is among the dead.
What kind of precautions did security forces take for New Year's Eve there?
Well, security was quite heavy. Turkish media say tens of thousands of police were deployed just in Istanbul last night. In fact, there was a policeman at this nightclub at the entrance. He's believed to have been the first casualty of the attacker. Just down the road is the soccer stadium where there was a terrible bombing last month that killed dozens of people. Most of them were police. Turkish media are saying this policeman killed in front of the Reina nightclub survived that attack only to perish in this one.
Are the authorities blaming any particular group for the attack?
No, there's been no claim of responsibility. There was a presidential statement that mentioned developments in the region, which could be a reference to Syria or Iraq. There was a call recently on an Islamist website for lone wolf attacks against soft targets, just like clubs or theaters. The Turkish Interior Minister in his comments did name a few groups that might have been behind it, including Islamic State, including Kurdish militants, groups like the PKK and TAK, as they're known. But again, at this point, we really don't know, A, the motive of the attack, or B, if the killer is linked to any group.
And what has been the reaction that you've heard to this attack so far?
Well, international condemnations and condolences are pouring in. President Obama was among the early ones sending condolences. Several European leaders followed suit. Turks, they're mainly in shock, as you can imagine. I mean, 2016 was a terrible year here for terrorism. The stadium bombing I mentioned, there was also the Russian ambassador gunned down in Ankara last month. Last summer, 45 people killed at Istanbul's main airport. In January, a suicide bombing in the city's historic district. And this series of attacks against the military and police here, and the government survived a military coup, which brought on a state of emergency that I would say now looks very likely to be extended later this month.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Istanbul. Thank you so much, Peter.
You're welcome, Elsa.